Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen.
With CarZone.ie, selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Right, Marie, what have you spotted? What have you seen on screens?
Wow. This Netflix series is one of my favourites.
Okay.
And they announced, through the voice of Lady Whistledown, that they have just finished filming Bridgerton Season 4.
Lady Whistledown. Is it Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Bridgerton. Yeah. A lot of people love Bridgerton. You're obsessed.
Love it. Oh, I love it so much. So the focus of this season, because each season is a different member of the Bridgerton family.
Right.
So this one is Benedict Bridgerton, who is the second son, because his name begins with a B. Remember I told you that?
That's right.
Anthony is the first, and there's Benedict. Can't think of C. I think it's your woman, Phoebe Dynevor.
Charlotte. I don't know.
No, like she's Daphne. Oh, Colin. Oh, my goodness. How could I forget Colin?
So they're alphabetical.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to do with your kids, actually.
Yeah.
We didn't. We did A, S, and then A and N together. Yeah, no, we didn't do it. And what is it about Bridgerton that you like so much? Like, cause when it came out first, I think it was a bit, ooh, this is a bit sexy. But that wouldn't keep you going for 4 or 5 seasons.
No, though. and it's less sexy as it goes on.
Yeah,
you know,
they have to delve back into writing then and making that all part of it.
Yeah, like. But I think it's, I'm always into this high society period drama.
Yeah.
Like, hint of royalty off it. I love all that stuff. But yeah, it'll focus on Benedict and his attempt to settle down.
Do you like
and
him
it'll have
already?
8 episodes.
Is he in it already? Like, do you know?
He's
him?
In it already. Yeah. He's a bit wild. He likes his freedom. This one will be interesting. That'll premiere on our screens in 2026. So we've a little bit of time to wait.
Okay, but they've just finished
shooting.
It's always
worth it.
So yeah.
Always worth it. And then also the Emmys were on last night.
Yes,
the 77th Primetime Emmy Awards. It was in LA. White Lotus got nominated for 23 awards and they won none.
Oh my God. Because
you're
nominated.
That's such a huge.
You'd obviously would go. So
yeah,
every
you'd be like, surely.
Lads, come on,
surely.
We'll shoe in 10 of these 23. Like,
yeah, no.
They won nothing. That's
the
wild.
Studio won 13.
But not necessarily.
Seth Rogen's comedy on Apple it's about a movie company.
Oh,
making
that's
movies
right.
And he becomes the head of the movie studio.
Yeah.
It is very good. I haven't watched the whole thing, but we've watched certain episodes because they were going week to week.
Speaking of Apple TV, my missus handed me her phone the other day and went, I think the girls have agreed to some subscription here on some art thing. What's the story? Can you cancel it? Went in to cancel it. She's been paying for Apple TV for a few decades now. She didn't know.
Oh, really?
Like, she just had it on her phone. The other way, she got a phone and it went, oh, here, you've got a free Apple TV for 6 months. And then it just auto-did it.
Yeah.
And she just, she never watches anything on it. We don't have it on the telly. We don't have it anywhere.
Oh, really?
And she's had it for, like, months.
Well, there you go. Sit down and watch the studio.
Oh, no, we cancelled it straight away.
Oh. Anyway. I have Apple TV. I have all of them.
I know you have all of them. I can't afford all of them.
It cost me a blooming fortune. the other TV show that won big was Adolescence.
Oh, yes. No surprise there, I suppose.
So they had 6 wins. Stephen Graham won for Best Leading Actor.
Brilliant.
And Owen Cooper, who plays Jamie Miller.
The kid
in Adolescence, is the youngest ever actor to win an Emmy.
That's fantastic.
He won a Best Supporting Actor Emmy. Which is class.
Very
he's 15.
Cool.
And apparently he's back at school on Wednesday. He just has to put on his uniform and like pack his lunch into his bag and everything.
That happens to people. That's brilliant.
We've heard him, his acceptance
speech
and he's
that.
Like,
yeah.
I'm only doing this a couple of years and I can't believe I'm here. But in every interview that he's done since he became a big deal, he has mentioned one actor that he would love, he's a huge fan, he'd love to work with him, he'd love to meet him.
I want to get there, do all the media, and then just chew Jake Gyllenhaal's ear off all night.
Is he who you're, like, looking forward to meeting?
Yeah, he's my number one.
Oh, all right.
Jake Gyllenhaal's my favourite actor of all time, so, yeah, I can't wait to meet him. I'd love to work with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Who are you most excited to meet?
I think everyone knows that Jake Gyllenhaal's my top number one.
Oh, please tell me this is going somewhere, Maria.
So he landed in LA, obviously to attend the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
He was filming just a piece to camera. It's one of the things that they have to do as nominees and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I ignored that.
And the woman shooting, like whatever piece of camera he was doing,
yeah,
asked him what he would do if Jake Gyllenhaal walked in. And he walked in.
Stop.
Now, if you were to meet Jake, what would you say?
I don't know. I'll just stare at him. I don't really know. I have got no wit. Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
And you?
I have a present for you.
Oh, okay.
I made this movie and I got nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a friend of mine sent me this before. Something just like this. It's just a lucky duck.
Oh, wow.
In your pocket.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Give you a little bit
of
luck.
Thank you so much.
I just came by because he's just been talking about me too much, so I just figured, yeah, stop it. Just stop it.
Oh, that's so cool. And it's such a small thing for Jake Gyllenhaal to rock up to some hotel in LA. He probably lives 10 minutes down the road.
Sure, he was going to the Emmys.
But it's such a big thing to bother to do that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And then to give him the little good luck duck, and it obviously worked, because then he became the youngest ever actor to win an Emmy.
That is class. Fair play to Jake Gyllenhaal doing that. That is
brilliant. He's so
fair
sound.
Play to Owen Cooper. That's like 15 years old winning an Emmy is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd say his mind is just blown this morning.
Yeah, totally. Amazing. Maria, thank you very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.